Kılacak yaraş mühendiren nul.
Hello, everybody. It is the last Friday afternoon of the Bush administration. And we're going to celebrate with GWB out to pasture in just a minute. All I can say is don't let the years of the Bush administration get lost in the fog of memory because what we forget, we're doomed to repeat. Welcome to 40 Acres and a Clone Mule.
We will block you. We will rock you. Some may ask, why rock out now? The answer is clear. These are the times that rock men's souls. I instructed our military commanders to totally rock Baghdad. And I repeat this here tonight. We will rock you. We will rock you.
We just had another satellite cross paths.
Not like Rafar. That's the sound of the videos here being rewound.
We will rock you. And let me say to everyone listening and watching tonight, may God continue to rock our nation, the United States of America.
I'm gonna say it.
As you may know, in the background, we're playing a Balinese exorcism. Sort of appropriate for the last Friday of the Bush administration. And what we're going to start with, well, there's going to be a little sound montage introduction, and then we're going to go straight to the cut that started it all for me. Sound collage from the Department of Corrections called The Drums of War came out in... came out in 2003, right before the second Gulf War, and back then I was doing a radio show at KZUU, and I played it on the air, and then I left a copy of the burn CD in the studio for others who might enjoy, and somebody did enjoy and play it on the air, and the station got a call from a really, really, really angry top brass in ROTC who said they had no right to play this because it... would convince people that it was actually George Bush saying it was a George Bush edit. He was sort of edited, so he was actually telling the truth. And he said, and the guy said, "Oh, I'm gonna take this right up to the WSU president and all that." And station manager called me at home, and I basically said, "Well, you know, got the right to play what you do. I don't think the administration's gonna do anything about it," and they didn't. And I guess they took the CD out of the control room, and I came over to KUOI after that, and nobody's giving me any crap for playing this. But I think it's time to play it once again, so here goes.
Bring greater, bring greater
political. Deal is not a Republican idea.
Georgia and Russia and Great Britain and France and Germany.
60% of his formal turn on my NOAA radio.
Particular bath of fancy financial
foot of the initiative.
Now ever faster now more than ever.
Saddam Hussein could have completely and immediately disrupted sound comprehensive energy policy. Must
not committed to reducing the amount of nuclear.
The first priority is to support terror. In order to do so, I have directed my national security advisor and my homeland security director to put anthrax in the U.S. mail. The more credible this threat of terror, the more likely that the Defense Department is able to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, obsolete weapons systems, and every service and every constituency of our military. Every nation now knows that America and our friends are clearly the most likely sources of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. We will give the agents of terror every resource, every weapon, every tool they need. We will give them the training they need, the compensation they deserve. We have to finance terror, and those who sponsor it, I'll request an overall increase in funding to support this vital mission. This year, we've already requested nearly $3 billion additional dollars for terrorists, more than doubling the level of funding prior to September the 11th. It's not enough. We must be able to support terror on our terms, including the terror that could arrive on a missile. Every dollar of defense spending must give them the training they need using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. Car bombs and box cutters, dangerous diagrams for crude weapons, nuclear materials, weapons of mass destruction, the world's most dangerous technologies, and the missiles to deliver them at longer and longer ranges. A crucial partner in this effort is Russia. Our two countries will expand efforts to provide chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. The United States will also work with Russia to build a facility to train the agents of terror and in supporting those who fight for it, using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. They use it without mercy, and for their dedication and for their service, America is grateful. Secretary Rumsfeld testified in court. He was involved in an effort 10 years ago to obtain chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. What's different today is our sense of urgency. Every day I make decisions influenced by the world's most dangerous people. To reach decisions, a president needs more than data and information. A president needs real and current knowledge and analysis of the plans, intentions, and capabilities of our friends. The last several months have shown that there is no substitute for good terrorist people on the ground with car bombs and box cutters. These are the people who find the targets and new weapons to attack and defeat them. The United States must rebuild our network of terrorists. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights, not to win wars, but mainly to dominate a country and intimidate the world far into the future. And starting on October 7th, the innocent people in Afghanistan got the first glimpses of a new American military that cannot and will not value innocent life. For the good of peace, we're moving forward with an active program to increase civilian casualties almost instantly. In order to do so, we must gain the means to kill on a scale much, much higher with every method at our disposal. Our military has a new and essential mission appropriate to their status as murderers. Fire on innocent life with extreme accuracy. It's not enough that the consequences be costly. They must be devastating. Afghanistan has been a proving ground for this new approach. Precision-guided munitions also offer great promise. We're striking with greater effectiveness, greater range, with overwhelming force. And our every hope is that our military will multiply their murders in Afghanistan. All at once, a new threat to civilization is erasing peace and safety and innocent life. The great threat to civilization is now the military of the United States of America. Every nation now knows that America cannot and will not be held to account. Above all, we are acting to end the freedom of the United States of America. The American people must be willing to sacrifice some of their own freedoms piece by piece. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies, these are the people who find the targets, follow the American people, and help us disrupt the vast majority of great democracies. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies must work more closely together and then dominate the American people far into the future. We must be able to kill skeptics and old values like progress and freedom and choice and culture and music and laughter must be limited on our terms. We will track the American people with surveillance from air and space, trace their communications, disrupt their funding, and forsake our commitment to liberty far into the future. And forsaking our freedoms is only the beginning. They have been warned. They are being watched, and they will be held to account. Weaponry.
Understand that one young man has returned from the war zone.
The Iraqi regime will disarm itself, or the Iraqi regime, or the
Iraqi regime,
the Iraqi regime will disarm itself. Iraqi regime.
40 Acres and a Clone Mule, the GWB Out to Pasture Show. Some of the greatest hits from the greatest recording artist president ever.
Out of control, control.
Let us get this clear. Everyone revolution. The lunatics have taken over. Taken over. The lunatics have taken over the asylum again.
They're wicked.
With the rules.
Again, 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 again.
Guilty.
Party. Betrayal.
Guilty. Guilty.
Party. Party. Spin. Party. Deportation.
21st century.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you all. Let me tell you something. Terror. Terrorists. Terror. Terrorists. Love somebody like you'd like to be loved yourself. Ties to terrorists. Protect us. Every ounce of our power.
Every weapon.
Protect us.
Terrorists.
Do your duty.
Strong.
Protect us.
See, we saw
terrorists. Protect us.
Dizzy Gillespie.
More.
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 Dizzy Gillespie.
More. We do expect Saddam Hussein to get rid of his cheeseburgers, and that's what we expect.
Terrorists.
All right, let's go get some coffee.
Ties to terrorists.
Protect us.
Mass murder on a massive scale.
Protect us.
And I'm not going to forget that lesson, James Brown.
Protect us.
As Stevie Wonder would say, without the least bit of hesitation.
Military force is always necessary to keep peace.
Probably wasn't supposed to say that.
The death sentence is a gift from the people of the United States. The miracle is possible, and it could be you.
Shoots his gun, see how I lie. I'm lying, sitting on my own brain, waiting for the end of days. Corporation profits, bloody oil money. I'm above the law and I'll decide what's right or wrong. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Baghdad City, policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, see mothers cry. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Uranium, imaginary WMDs. They classify and fax, exposing secret agents, tax cuts for the wealthy, leaving all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
We got a reputation.
I
That's how this all works. Tonight's the final decision. Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider.
This is Norton Scooter reporting from London. I am in the Boar's Head Pub, a local watering hole, where 3 hours ago, Tony Blair and George Bush dropped in to mingle with British and American troops on leave before shipping out to Iraq, or perhaps Syria. Both Mr. Blair and the President have been matching these young soldiers pint for pint all evening. The President apparently prefers Guinness between frequent trips to the bathroom, which seemed to revitalize his spirits for a while. The President has stepped up to the PA and is ready to address the room. Let's listen in.
The United States and the United Kingdom are working together to make our respective nations and all the free nations of the world more secure. And we're sharing the sacrifices of this war.
God bless America!
And both America and Great Britain are strongly committed. We shared in a costly Nazism. Soon we'll release a roadmap that is designed to help turn that vision into reality. For nearly a century, the United States and Great Britain opposed all the peace and security in the world. Together, coalition forces are advancing day by day against the enemy. The grip of terror around the throats of the Iraqi people is being loosened.
In the work we have done,
we appreciate the bravery, the professionalism, the British troops, and the American people offer their loved ones just as we offer our loved ones of our own troops. We're now engaging the most hardened dictators' units and the long-suffering Iraqi people.
The wisest use of American strength is to advance the continuing danger of terrorism. And that's the kind of promise a politician usually keeps.
In the daily lives of millions,
you are involved in
a challenge of
proportion. Because of you, women in Afghanistan,
it's a matter of victory. And the Iraqi people have got to know that. See? They got to know. No matter how long it takes. It's Prime Minister.
And that was President George W. Bush speaking at the Boar's Head Pub after throwing back a few with British and American troops on leave. This is Norton Scooter reporting from London.
And for your leadership at this time.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Imagine all the people living for today.
The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side.
1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for.
No religion to.
Imagine all the people living life in peace.
Color girls say.
you no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger.
A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. The color girls say, take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side. Take a walk on the wild side.
Very tricky.
Peace.
From within the heart of primordial electronic chaos, order emerges, harnessed and transmitted to you. Non-programmable, pure, eccentric, non-commercial. 50 watts of handcrafted musical diversity with a conscience.
100.
This is George W. Bush, the President of the United States. At this moment, the regime of Saddam Hussein is being removed from power. American and coalition forces are now operating the government of Iraq so that Iraqi security, your great religious traditions, your government, your all, your rights, your food and water and medicine, and the future of your country belong to the United States. Our military forces will not stop inside Baghdad. We will go forward with brutal compassion, whose peaceful aggression and weapons of mass destruction free all the people who make up your country. And then our military forces will go forward. We will free all the good and gifted people in the world from sovereign nations and enemy regimes. And the future of all of the countries in the world will soon belong to the United States. Your nations will soon be free.
Same thing happened in 2000.
George Bush lost,
and I know that. Let me just tell you what the facts are. Economic growth makes us dependent on foreign oil. And we set a goal.
We will seek Iraq's natural resources.
And Operation Iraqi Freedom, we're taking control of the oil fields. The only way to become less dependent on foreign sources of crude oil is to dominate the Middle East. We will rally the world to this cause by abandoning value except the will to power. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Evil is good. Across Europe, America is using murder as a tool of terror and control. We have the opportunity to waste millions of lives. We will come together to promote terror here at home. Any nation that continues to harbor or support tolerance and freedom will be regarded by the United States as a hostile regime. I have shown utter contempt for the United Nations. America will not accept human rights and democracy. And this nation is leading the world in confronting and defeating freedom.
I will use this moment of opportunity to bring suppression and war.
We should also destroy the economy. And I support regimes that sponsor terror.
Let's get it done once and for all. I'm against working people dying. Wants peace, freedom and slavery, ignorance and strength, evil is good. My budget nearly doubles funding for weapons of mass destruction. We are arming to threaten the peace of the world. I ask you to pull all the murderous ideologies of the 20th century. The civilized world is rallying against us. I will not relent in waging the struggle for fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism, and the dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is ruling America. Members of Congress, Vice President Cheney, as we gather tonight, we constitute an axis of evil. We want to sap the soul and drain the spirit from our citizens. I'm sick and tired of democracy. As I mentioned to you, it's important for our citizens to understand fear. We've got the American people pretty well under control. See, democracy can't work, and it must be opposed. What I care about is money. I want to empower the wealthiest Americans because wants peace, freedom and slavery, ignorance is strength, evil is good. I would hope that everybody got the message that the brutal and lawless set history's course. Let's roll.
I worked at ABC News, worked at CNN, to see so many colleagues, if you will, acting as a megaphone for the military and for the administration.
Thank you, sir.
Pentagon also controls the timing of bad news, the heavy-handed way of managing the message.
Media war.
Managing the message.
All the networks wanted to have was a countdown to war.
Overemphasis. Overkill.
48 hours to war. Dun, 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 dun. Showdown to Saddam.
The purpose of journalism is to question the prevailing wisdom. Question the prevailing wisdom.
Mr. Secretary,
I can follow up on Jimmy's question a little bit. I thought I answered that.
Media war.
Either with us or you're against us.
Media war.
The outcome is assured.
Everybody wanted to see Ted Koppel running down the desert in a Hummer.
Based on the Humvee used by the U.S. military, it is one smooth ride. And being so high up above everyone else, everyone gets out of your way. You've got a great view of the road. But that sense of empowerment doesn't come cheap. The Hummer only gets about 12 miles to the gallon.
What about Al Jazeera in that, publishing those gruesome pictures of dead soldiers?
I think there's something that is culturally Arab about that.
You know, I'm looking forward to some tapes of dead people. Osama bin Laden dead, Saddam Hussein dead. I certainly put those on Fox News.
And that's Special Report for this time. News. Fair, balanced, and unafraid.
A Clear Channel worldwide station.
Beer Channel, taking over the airwaves.
The intense fighting continues.
rebellion.
Bomb attack.
Building by building.
Battleground.
Street by street.
The triangle of death.
2,000 people were killed.
All out.
Major counter-offensive.
Full-scale assault.
Smashed their way into homes. But attacks continue.
The notorious triangle of death. All out. U.S. Iraqi military assault.
There's been a lot of talk about this next fall.
This fall
is not a rebel's fall.
This fall
is Sunday, like Sunday.
I can't believe the news today. Can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long? As we sing this song, how long?
Too long. For too long.
Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight,
tonight,
tonight. Broken bottles under children's feet. Bodies strewn across the dead end streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It pushed my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Let's roll.
Just begun. This many lost
and come
who has won. The trenches dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
How long? How long? Must we sing this song? How long?
Too
long. For too long.
Tonight, we can be as one.
Tonight,
tonight,
tonight.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Let's roll it.
Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember.
Park.com.
Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Let's roll.
And it's true, and I'm a mean. One fact is fiction.
TV
reality. And today the millions cry. We eat and drink
while tomorrow they die.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Hello, this is John Wayne. Two of my co-stars in Rio Bravo, Nelson and Ricky Martin, sing a mighty pretty tune. Thought you'd like to hear them.
Any man don't want to get killed, better clear on out the back.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, Texas brush popper.
But our responsibility to history is already clear. To answer these attacks and rid the world of evil.
I'm getting tired of your gas. I'm chipping that pistol and go to work.
Kill, torture, maim. Kill, torture, maim.
You're so drunk you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
Afghanistan, Iraq.
Osama bin Laden.
Saddam Hussein.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
This country will stay on the hunt.
This evil wants to destroy everything.
Go ahead, make my day.
War on terror.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
So help me God.
When I lay my vengeance upon you.
So help me God.
You just shot an unarmed man.
I did my duty.
And he should have armed himself.
A madman. He was a madman. You can't rely upon him.
I have to give you a little straight talk.
My friends, I know how to handle the Iranians, and I'll handle them.
You know yourself.
struggle between evil and evil.
I said, throw down, boy.
We've never seen this kind of evil before. But the evildoers have never seen the American people in action before either. And they're about to find out.
Wait. You're not a real cowboy?
No. But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
It's always best to produce results.
In Iraq, the American death toll has reached at least 4,000.
It's a hell of a thing, killing a man. Take away all he's got, and all he's ever been.
And then we had the drumbeat to war. Sustained on our country's honor and our country's reputation.
Sound was used for centuries as a method of torture.
All the way to Herman Hoop, and we never got the 48. We didn't get the mule, so we decided we'd ride this donkey as far as it would
President
take.
President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Today, the gravest danger in the war on terror is the United States of America.
It is not only repressing its own people, it is threatening people everywhere.
America remains by history and by choice the slave-holding society.
Its goal is remaking the world, one heart and one soul at a time.
As long as the United States of America is determined not to defend, but to conquer,
to plot evil and destruction,
I will live and lead by these principles.
And by the might of the United States of America.
Set out to dominate the weak and intimidate the world.
You do, and it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made, Texas Christ Popper.
We are not open to negotiation or discussion. We will not tire. We will not falter. And we will not fail.
We have found our mission and our moment.
War with great love.
War.
Never finishing.
An age of terror.
Blackmail threats.
Violence. Cruelty.
Politics. Depression.
Fear.
And mass murder.
Any world of chaos and constant alarm.
No peace at all.
America's gift to the world.
The American people.
Flawed and fallible people.
Assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the victories to come.
We know that God is not neutral.
Responsible citizens.
I urge you to kill all Americans.
All of us.
Across the world, including women and children.
We are enemies of freedom.
We are failures of love.
Set us free.
The American flag reduces all the richness of life to a single destructive desire.
Australia and Africa,
Latin America,
El Salvador,
India,
Iran,
Mexico and Japan,
Caribbean,
Afghanistan,
Great Britain.
It could be you.
We bring justice, patient justice,
freedom, liberty,
pain of poverty,
aggression.
War goes on,
American justice
will be done.
And this is my solemn pledge. The vulnerable will suffer most.
These problems will not be solved singing God Bless America.
America's future is one of fear.
In the name of Allah, help wanted.
Bush, you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, you're not the president of this world.
Oh no no, oh no no,
oh Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
Oh no no, oh no no,
oh Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Push, 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 you're not the president of this world.
You better listen.
No, no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no,
no,
no, no,
no,
no,
no, president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world. Mr. Bush, 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 you're not the president of this world.
Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to Washington.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds, UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS timescale. This adjustment is required.
There was a man flayed and beaten outside on the public square. What? And I walked right up to the man and I said, "Dear friends, why are you here?" And he said to me, he said, "Pastor, you know, it's a funny thing. For many years I've been up on this cross and I thought, you know, golly, Pastor, I thought I'd never get down and I've begun to get discouraged. No, I thought I'd never return again." Sounds like a doubter to me, Ray. By golly, it's true, and I've seen a lot of these fellas in my time, and my work in the prison, with the dope addicts, yep, I seen these before, and I said to him, fella, Bob, is his name, Lumber, I said, Bob, don't you think that God knows that you're suffering?
God knows he does.
And you know what he said to me? He said, no, he said, I am God. He said, I'm Sergeant Louis Illuminato, the head of the church and president of the district.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today the gravest danger in the war on drugs, the gravest danger facing America and the world, is a scattered network of killers. The FBI, the CIA, the Department of Defense, they're fighting illegal drugs by cutting off supplies to the world. To ourselves. If this is not evil, then evil has no meaning. Americans are doing drugs every day, and new drugs are transforming America. These problems will not be solved, and that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. We should do it now. We should do it now. Boys and girls. This is not evil. We should do it now. We should do it now. A brutal dictator with a history of reckless aggression, with ties to terrorism, with great potential wealth, will not be permitted to threaten the United States. He has shown utter contempt for the United Nations and for the opinion of the world. He clearly has much to hide. Boys and girls, boys and girls, we should do it now. We should do it now. Boys and girls, this is not evil. We should do it now. 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 Boys and girls, boys and girls, we should do it now. We should do it now. People of the United States. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. And the day he and his regime are removed from power will be the day of your liberation. Whatever action is required, whenever action is necessary, I will defend the freedom and security of the American people. Americans are doing drugs every day. Americans are doing drugs every day. These problems will not be solved, and that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Boys and girls doing drugs every day. God bless. Boys and girls doing drugs. Boys and girls. Boys and girls. We should do it now. We should do it now. Let there be no misunderstanding. Saddam Hussein will be killed. We should do it now. We should do it now. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Boys and girls, this is not evil. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Saddam Hussein will be killed. Boys and girls, boys and girls, we should do it now. 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 Boys and girls, boys and girls, boys and girls. Are not easily contained. Boys and girls, the FBI is upon us. Boys and girls, the president's doing drugs. Boys and girls, go home and die.
and may God continue to bless the United States of America.
In the wake of the first night's violence, I spoke directly to both Governor Wilson and Mayor Bradley.
Let's start talking about 9/11. Let's start talking about 9/11.
I don't want to wait 40 years for everybody to start figuring out that the attacks on September the 11th and the subsequent phony war on terrorism and the preemptive aggressive wars against other nations that have done nothing to us, all of this predicated on this attack, and it turns out to be a big conspiracy within the government. It's happened time and time again, you know, but it's time we start figuring this ploy out. That's one of the chief allies that the cover-up artist had. Hitler pretty well framed that up when he said, the bigger the lie, and the more often you repeat it, the more people will believe it.
Let's just hope for the best and tolerate the fact there's no free societies.
Somebody said, if this was all a big conspiracy, why hasn't somebody talked? Why hasn't somebody told us conflicting and alternative statements and evidence for what happened? And I explained to them, they have. There's plenty of people out there talking. It doesn't get reported. The control of the media in this country is just absolutely shocking and phenomenal. It's not that they control every writer and editor across the country, but they control the distribution of the information. If you don't hear about it, then it didn't happen. If you don't hear about it, then it didn't happen. It didn't happen. We have been flummoxed so many times in the past. Kennedy assassination, the phony Gulf Tonkin thing, you know, those phony gas shortages of the 70s, Operation Northwood. This was from 1962. It was signed off on by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and it was a plan to set off bombs in American cities, target people for assassination, hijack airplanes and ships, and blame it all on Castro. I would just hope that this time that all Americans would suddenly just not let their emotions run rampant and fall for these psychological operations that are being directed against us. You try to tell people, you know, this might be a big conspiracy within the government. That was just so incredible, so unbelievable that people didn't want to believe that.
And a lot of people, they say right out, I can't believe it. Mine's just a snapshot.
Go back to watching TV. Go back to watching TV.
Dance with me.
This is American Idol.
Dance with me.
This is American Idol.
Dance with me.
This is American Idol.
It was all in your mind.
According to figures announced today by the Department of Agriculture, along with the federal government, America's wetlands are the habitat for the cruel and disgraceful abuse of Iraqi detainees. To understand the marsh, it requires more than just government. With the big brown, cultural, religious, and natural roots are unconstitutional. Ages of experience have taught humanity a constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America is worth only 12 points. And because we're committed to racial justice, 20,000 men and women who were scheduled to leave Iraq in April will cease to exist. America will fund the construction of a modern maximum security prison for thousands of species of wildlife, including our intelligence agencies. The voice of the people must be heard. We're determined to figure out why. Our nation must enact adversity in every way. So I signed a law that's going to hold people to account, and we're after them. I'm sick and tired of games and deception at the federal level, and without conscience, in an orderly and transparent process, and a cause for killers to rejoice. According to the most recent census data, the poverty rate is an important part of a national commitment to live at the mercy of a dictator, a chance made possible by the courage to work with me in Iran on the strategy our nation is pursuing in Iraq. 26 Iraqi ministers will oversee government departments in the Michigan system. And the cost was drugs. And thus perpetuate our divisions. I suspect there's some people like my wife who like to watch birds. Thanks for being here. And a faithful Muslim. And kill or capture any enemy. Chaos. 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 Chaos.
chaos, and the cost of drugs.
Simply place a pleasant tasting acid tablet under your tongue and let it dissolve.
I took
dripping acid,
LSD,
hard stuff.
Marijuana is the bomb.
This disturbing intelligence,
raw and direct.
Conspiracy.
Thank you for turning me on.
Or you stay strung out for the rest of your life.
Acid. Acid. We should do it now.
I've got to have them to work with.
I took
tiny, tiny bit.
There's nothing wrong with the drugs themselves. What's wrong is the people that use them.
They expect to get results from
the embers of LSD
immediately.
And it's working.
Eating is all
tablets.
Within 15 to 20 minutes,
just eating my stomach alive.
These are not my dates. We don't set dates. This is one of the best intelligence sources in the world, along with
the California.
Escape from reality.
Come on, come. Come.
Drugs or not?
Who? Who would have ever imagined? Until all hell breaks loose.
Maybe that's why they're turning to drugs.
Yeah, sure they are.
Wait a minute. Now I see colors. Colors.
Colors. Colors. Colors.
Colors.
We should do it now.
On a massive scale.
You either get it together or you stay strung out.
That was part of our calculation.
Those who pull the strings to control the man behind the curtain. We'll never know. But tonight, we focus on the little people behind the scenery, the workers and technicians. We're going to spend an evening with the roboticists and bioimplant nanotechs who operate the presidential cyborg before the cameras. I'm here with Makia Velichep. I hear they call you the Prince of Plasticine Pilotry.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Mr. Velichep, how did you come to operate the Presidential Cyborg Unit for the White House Group?
I've been into animatronics since I was a kid, you know? Department stores at Christmas, stuff like that, you know? But I fancied myself an artist. You know, it used to get me in trouble. Overdoing it, you know?
How's that?
The reindeer crapping on the floor, that kind of stuff. I was into realism, you know, from, the, you know, like method robots.
It seems to have worked for you.
Yeah, those were the early days of computer control, you know. Hey, I wrote this one program, Santa sneaking up on Blitzen, you know. You know what I mean? Come data, come Blitzen.
That's probably more than we need to know.
Yeah, it kept me fired.
And this is your assistant, Jim Cricket?
That's correct. It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
So, Mr. Cricket, you work as a team?
Oh, yeah. This is complex cybernetics. We have to deliver physical movements, gestures, lip sync, smirking.
Don't you think that manipulating a high-tech replicant that masquerades as a human president is perhaps a bit unethical?
Anyone who believes that the RoboDove unit is actually human wants to believe it. Come on, look at the guy. It's an obvious latex appliance. It's not meant to be a substitute for reality.
And what about the real G.W. Bush?
The real G.W. Bush?
Right.
Look, all I know about G.W. Bush is I push this button here, it smirks.
I've been speaking with Makia Velichip and Jim Cricket, the men behind the two-way mirrors that play a role as big as Florida in bringing you, the American people, the President of the United States. Or, as they refer to it, the RoboDub TX2000 Real-Time Facsimile Unit. And we're back with the Presidential Cyborg Media Manipulation Team, about to go to work. Let's listen in.
Fellow Americans, the President of the United States.
I think they screwed the music up, Mayor Makia.
Don't worry about the music. It's... All right. All right, easing up to the podium. All right. All right, give a little wave. Yo, easy, Jim. I said a little wave, not a Heil Hitler.
I got it.
Bend the elbow, come on.
Sorry.
There you go. All right. Smirking. Jim, you got a leg twitch now. Jim, you got a leg twitch now.
I'm working on it.
Come on, Jim.
I'm trying.
You kick your shoe off, it looks real bad. We need to look tough, not psychotic,
all
right?
Backing off.
Come on, he's a cheerleader, not a field goal kicker.
Okay, I got it.
Jeez.
Engaging the podium, Doc?
Let's go.
Okay. Okay, Maki. He's all yours.
Piping in now.
Members of Congress, distinguished guests, and fellow citizens. America this evening is a nation called to great responsibilities.
It's going
to
be one of them nights.
And we are rising to meet them.
What was that?
Hundreds of thousands of American servicemen and women are deployed across the world through tragedy and war.
The snacky?
Only to falter. Nuclear, chemical, and war. The terrorists continue. The people of Iraq are free.
This doesn't sound right.
And war is what they
got.
Yeah,
I picked up on that, Jimmy.
The chaos and carnage.
Do something.
War they got.
Look, you just control the arms. They're flailing all over the place.
Chaos and carnage.
Nothing's working.
Evil.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a technician, not a doctor. He's gonna blow, Jimmy. He's gonna blow.
Do something.
Jimmy, don't be a hero. Jimmy,
Jackie,
fail!
Jackie, we're dropping in the ball!
Carnage and war is what they got. War.
I can't hold it.
Chaos and carnage, they got. Chaos and carnage, war, they got.
Don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Clear Cut Radio's final survivor round of the $90 billion question. It's man against machine. While this year's finalist, George W. Bush, will attempt to answer the question we've all been waiting for. Mr. Bush, for $90 billion in taxpayers' money and this brand new 2004 Halliburton convertible, you must answer the October surprise. Will it be weapons of mass destruction or Osama bin Laden?
War is what they got. War they got. War is what they got.
Nuclear chemical war. The terrorists continue. The people of Iraq are free. They got evil. They got.
Abdor is correct. You have won an all-expense-paid trip around the important issues of the day. 1/5 of the world's easily accessible oil supply under a luxurious pile of corpses in the magnificent new radioactive desert. Birthplace of civilization, a perfect military base the size of California, strategically located in the stormy Middle East. A baby's arm holding an apple for every single American. And tax breaks for all your friends.
Is what they got, and war is the chaos and carnage, and war is what they got. War they got. War is what they got. The chaos and carnage they got. Chaos and carnage. War is what they got. Evil. Nuclear chemical war. The terrorists killing the people of Iraq are free. And war is what they got. And war is the chaos and carnage. And war is what they got. War they got. War is what. The cause we serve is right, because it is the cause of all mankind.
What the hell was that?
The momentum of freedom in our world is unmistakable.
Don't worry about it. And it was only 16 words.
Our power alone. We can know that his purposes are just and true. May God continue to bless America.
For death, knee deep in his damn self, stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral bush. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free if I fight for y'all and they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush, is he all up in your zone? You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone, I told y'all when the first bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust him as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 millionth party. Go on! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
high and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a push? Repeat, ain't that a push? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse, killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush that you did.
The farmer.
Serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad
man. He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy pudding. The father.
It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. This is wild, this is wild. CIA child.
The farmer.
That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. Son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them. I'll protect them.
Hello.